welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And today we are going to be in James chapter 5, verses 5 through 6. So let me go ahead and read that for us. James 5 says, "You have lived on the earth in luxury and in self-indulgence. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the righteous person. He does not resist you." You see, so what's really kind of going on as we're wrapping up this week of kind of looking back on James's kind of critique around wealth and really our desire to control our lives around that. And he even kind of ends this in verses 5 and 6 with this really sharp warning. And really what he's doing is he's not critiquing wealth. He's not calling money bad. But what he's trying to do is it's the heart within us. He's confronting what happens when we use what we have to secure our own comfort and our own control, right? He tells us, he says, "You've lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence." And what he's really trying to get at with them is these believers, people that were part of the church there, they are being prone to really living for themselves, right? If you were to ask me, like, choosing to live in luxury, that sounds really nice, right? It sounds like a lot of enjoyment can come out of that. And for many of us in America, we enjoy a lot of luxurious things. But James is trying to really help us see that that pursuing comfort without surrender, it leads somewhere that we don't expect, right? When you and I start to live for comfort rather than living with our hands open in surrender, it actually leads us to a place that can actually be pretty devastating. And look at the image, right, that he uses. He says, "You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter." At Plain City, you know, we're pretty rural and we have farmlands around there. And right, even right across from our campus, there are donkeys and cows. And it just makes me think of, like, when James is using this imagery here, he's talking about how the cattle, right, when they're being fed well, what they don't really realize is that they're being fed for slaughter, right? And so he's helping them to see that something that feels safe and comforting can actually lead to destruction. In other words, right, when we're clinging to comfort as our security, we lose the very life that we're trying to connect, that we're trying to protect, excuse me. And one of the ways that I said that this past Sunday is that we try to secure our futures ourselves, right? We try to control, we hold on tight, we plan by ourselves, leaning on our own wisdom. We grasp to try to control our lives and control outcomes, and honestly just leaves us anxious and closed-handed and really afraid. But the gospel gives us a better way, right? Jesus secures our future better than we ever could. That was really the big idea that I wanted to help people to take away from this past week, was this reality that while we try to control our future, the good news of the gospel is that Jesus secures our future better than you and I ever could. And when my future feels safe in him, I don't have to cling for comfort. I don't have to hoard. I don't have to prove that I have enough or that I am enough. You see, my hands and your hands, they can be open. Open to God, open to others, open to generosity, open to rest. Because the opposite of luxury isn't poverty. It's trust. It's trusting in Jesus. And so maybe right now, just as you want to take a moment and we're going to pray, is you can ask yourself, Jesus, where am I choosing comfort instead of trusting you? Where am I choosing comfort instead of trusting you? And as the Holy Spirit maybe brings to mind some things, you can confess that and pray that to him. And maybe even if you're able to, just to open one of your hands or both of your hands and say, Lord Jesus, help me live my life like my hands right here, wide open, receiving you, not holding on and clinging to creature comforts. Lord Jesus, thanks so much for your word. Thank you for helping to come and rescue us, God, from a life of comfort, that you left heaven, which I imagine was an amazing place, a very comfortable place, and you came to earth. God, you became uncomfortable for us so that you could secure for us a better future than we could ever try to achieve for ourselves. And God, while there's many wonderful things to enjoy here on earth, God, help our hearts to not live for the things of this world, but to live for your kingdom. As we look to our Savior, as we look to Jesus, who's preparing a place for us, so we may use money and not love it, so that we may not use people, but rather we can love them, Jesus, just like you have. We ask and pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and why don't you pray?